happening. We have a guest online from the Lubbock Heritage Society. It would be Pam Brink. Good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm just fine.
Good. Good. Tell us about what's going on with Lubbock Heritage Society. Man, I've got a hard time.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about what your society does.
Well, first I'd like to make sure I let everybody know I'm calling in because we want everybody to come to a book signing event this Sunday, November the 17th, from 2 o'clock to 4 o'clock at the Heritage Home, the lovely home of the Snyder Martin Chalk Home on Boston and 19th Street.
Is that that big white one, that long skinny one?
Thank you. Yes, that's what it is. It's a colonial revival at 2701 19th Street. And there's parking. That's complicated always in Tech Terrace. But the Lutheran Student Fellowship parking lot is available to us at 2615 19th Street. And we have a new book out. And this is a book on the history of Lubbock. It's a picture book. It's photographs of Lubbock from Anglo settlement all the way up to the present time.
I'm all about picture books.
Now, this book was co-written by you and
Cindy Martin and Daniel Sanchez. So we had a great time going through all kinds of old photographs and trying to find ones that kind of give you a sense of why this town has just been such an amazing engine of growth from its very beginnings. And the Lubbock Heritage Society, that was your first question, I didn't forget, is really an advocacy group. We've been around since 1979, and we try to advocate for preserving our old architectural structures. We like people to keep the buildings and try and find new ideas and new ways to use them.
Right. In your research, you didn't have any findings on these tunnels that we were finding out at the country club, did you?
No, we didn't.
It's still a mystery.
All kinds of theories about that. It might have something to do with bootlegging. That's one of the theories I found interesting.
Well, let me tell you something. Yesterday, it's funny that this pops up, but yesterday the Smithwicks out there where they found those tunnels had that excavated, and it's kind of funny because the tunnels appear to start and stop, but I went out there and spent about an hour out there and did some photographs. They dug up about 50 or 60 feet, and it was pretty horrific. But my thing on that is I think it was a stash tunnel.
For liquor?
Yeah.
I think it was just a storm shelter. They needed a place to get away from the tornadoes that blow across this place.
See, I love it. The theories are either liquor or a tornado.
Yeah. Interesting. So this is a good pictorial view of Lubbock in the past.
Yes, it's we've got five chapters, which really, well, of course, it's a little bit loosey-goosey. We created the concept of the era, but they were chapters that we created because of they were particularly defined by an era. And so we hope when you go to those chapters, you can get a feel for the town, what was going on, what kinds of things were moving forward. And Lubbock, as we all know, is always moving forward. So, for instance, in the 20s, we have a chapter from, very time that Texas Technological College was nabbed, which was a great, smart thing to do, up to World War II. And so it's the Depression years, but it's also the years of fancy growth in the town and the Lubbock Hotel, the Pioneer, all kinds of things of that sort. You can get this great visual sense of also what it meant for the railroad to get to town. All of a sudden there are stone buildings because they can get some stone in here. That sort of thing.
Hey, I just had a listener message come in this morning. Wanted me to ask you if the society would like to preserve the auditorium.
Well, the auditorium is what We do two kinds of preservation. One is intrinsic aesthetic architectural preservation. You know, a building that has real architectural historic meaning, like the Art Deco jail, the 1931 jail. We're very fretful about that. The other kind of preservation we think is very interesting and important is cultural preservation. And the auditorium, I mean, it was the building of the auditorium and the Coliseum that finally got this place into the Southwest Conference. That was pretty important to people, if you remember correctly.
Okay.
I mean, at one point in 1948, the women of Lubbock were so mad that they wouldn't take us into the Southwest Conference that they canceled their Neiman Marcus credit cards in protest.
Ooh.
That will teach them.
They were really serious about that.
Okay, so back to the question, are you for?
We are for. We are
the preservation.
This is a very important, you know, cultural structure for us. So we would always dearly love to have those architectural touchstones that are full of memories for people and full of meaning for people. We want to always think, how can we save this? How can we make it very meaningful and useful to this town, not just sit there and let it rot, of course,
right?
Which was a problem in the first place.
So the book, you know, people are starting to think about Christmas gifts. This sounds like it might be a good gift for someone. Can you give us the price of the book and where we can find them?
Thank you, Laura. The book on Sunday will cost a flat $22. If everybody will please come out and buy a book or two or three, get them autographed. We're going to have refreshments. We would love people to hang around, reminisce on Lubbock, tell their own stories. We will love their stories. And buy the book for Christmas presents or an old friend maybe who left town and would love to see, reminisce on what they where they were then and see where we've gone since. And so on Sunday it's $22. We will have them, we will be selling them online at our website, and just Google Lubbock Heritage Society. The website will come up
okay.
for you.
Okay. Now, the book signing again is this Sunday. What time to what time?
2 o'clock to 4 o'clock.
And the address again, that long, skinny White House on 19th Street?
2701 19th Street. And I do want to thank Kirk McLaughlin, who bought that heritage home and has fixed it up, and it's called Rivendell now, and it's very nice of him to be willing to open his doors and host this event, and the house is, you know, a lovely experience in and of itself, so that's
right.
An extra
hey,
thing.
Thanks.
Yes.
Thanks for being
all
with
right.
us, Pam. We appreciate your time. We'll see you on Sunday, 2 o'clock, okay?
Thank you very much.
All right, have a good day.